This is how I snuck into Rolling Loud as EA. Crazy. I've been at like 20 Rolling Louds, and this is the only Rolling Loud where there's a mask bandit. Like there's a guy stopping everybody that has a mask at Rolling Loud. They just took the Jason Voorhees mask.
We got in though.
Yeah, but Bella, hey, Bella, props to you, nigga.
He just because bounced.
You're the reason why it's gone.
He got in.
You know the deal, nigga. I don't need the impossible. Go, go, go.
We in here, my boy.
I guess sacrifice is good.
Bro, look how
we're,
tight
we're ahead of this bitch. Hey, you ain't never using the toilet, nigga. Yeah.
Tonight went
recap Rolling Loud, yay, $10. This was a Vultures One concert, and this shit was wild. This shit should have been at SoFi Stadium, but hey, it is what it is. This shit was popping.
You almost got Astroworld.
We were in the front. We had to, like, you know, you make a sacrifice if you want to go there. So. You now you know.
Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Shots
guys.
Taken. My name is David, and I'm here with...
It's your boy, Big P.
Shh, let's go. It's Aims and Games back.
Yo, Shotsy fell in the building. What's going on with it?
Shout out to our live audience today. Shout out Landlord
Yo,
Jerry
what up, what up?
Guys.
Live audience in the back. What's going
Last
on?
Last surprise. Yo, we got... Yo, we got Cruel Revolve. We got Memo in the back. Mr. Wes Adams, let's go.
So right, up to ahead. That shots taken.
Yep.
Let's right. get it, yo.
Cheers to Pat. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, yeah.
Happy birthday,
happy birthday.
Pat.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. P-Litty. Yeah, man. P-Litty about to be activated after this shot.
I'm still sober, so I'm drinking a Celsius.
How many days is it now, dude?
I got 30 days left.
30 Bam! Days? No, no, but how Damn. Many days have you been sober, though?
90? It helps.
That's
it helps.
That's great. That's dope.
90?
Man, it's been a while.
So Dave, you didn't drink on St. Patrick's Day?
I didn't.
No, he
fool.
Didn't. He didn't
up.
Even drink the
you
day.
You know what
we
I did?
To?
Jerry, Dave was faking it.
Hell yeah.
This motherfucker. That's how you know you was faded. Nigga couldn't
Damn,
even know
we missed
if you
out.
Took your shots
we
or
missed
not.
Out.
I took a shot with a ghost, nigga.
I was just drinking Sprite, but
Yo, they pulled it off.
I just told people it was Tito's and Sprite, and I was like,
I'm not. Dave, tell them how sober you were. Tell them how sober you were.
Bro, I was just walking around. I was just like, honestly, I felt like I was in the Matrix, bro. You just see everyone like zombies and shit. And then,
Dave, shut the fuck up. Dave said he was so sober, he couldn't rizz.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true. I did tell you that.
That shit fucked me up. I'm like, Dave, you probably onto some shit right now.
And now that liquid courage be helping.
Low key, yeah. Damn. Yeah, I don't have that the sober rizz. I just realized that. Because I was standing there, and I was just sitting, and I was like, what the fuck do I do? Like,
you're like, you feel some type of useless, huh? Like, you're just like,
yeah, I was just like a soul standing there. Like,
everybody else is like under there.
I turned into like a wallflower. I was just standing there. I was just like,
Damn,
I really lost all of it. And before I would have sober rizz, but now it's just like, because I during those like 90 days that I didn't drink, I also
didn't really been outside.
Yep. So
when you don't shoot no shots, your jumper get rusty. It'd be like that.
You gotta pull some shots up, you know. There you go. I will.
You'll be back, David. Don't worry, all right?
Yeah, next time.
That shot
Miami is coming. Bow! Yeah.
Oh, you're
safe travels.
Miami. Safe
travels. You really pressed both food?
I did, because, you know, let's get it, peoples.
Yeah, right. But let's talk about the shit at hand, man. Where the fuck was we at about a week ago? About a week ago. Damn. Not even a week ago.
Not even a week ago, though.
Not even a week ago.
Might be tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, so we pretty much went to Rolling Loud. Yeah. We all had like our own little adventures. So
we got the merch like going on.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I don't like calling it Rolling Loud because I just went on a Thursday.
I was just smoking loud.
Big fella. Yeah, we were just smoking loud. You're right. Yeah. But at the same time, I don't think that yay shit was like, you know, I think
the first day.
Exactly. To me, I think that yay shit was like a its yay festival. Thing. Like, its own, like, because that was a festival itself.
It was more like
itself,
a hearing party type of thing.
I get you because you didn't get to see all the aesthetics.
Exactly.
Like
exactly. Yeah. So let's say it was him without Rolling Loud, right?
But it was lit within itself. We can't downgrade that.
Of course not.
Yeah, we almost died in that
bitch. Exactly.
Yeah. My jacket died in that motherfucker. But I lost a whole Nike tech in that bitch.
And he did. But before we start, could we roll it from the beginning on how the idea started?
Oh my God, here we go.
When we got out the car, when we started pregame.
Let's talk about it. All right. So pretty much, I texted the group. I'm like, because in our story time, there you go. So I texted the group. I was like, yo, everyone in the comment section says that Pat looks like Kanye
type shit.
And I'm like, I know.
Not just Pat, the comments. Everybody else. Yeah. Outside
even in
of
real
the
life. Even in real life.
Do I look like Kanye? Do I look like Kanye? Do I look like Kanye?
I love the fans. Now you just look like him, nigga.
Yeah, so pretty much. I like him. I know he has the Kanye fits, and then I was like, dude, this would be funny if we try to like pretend, like we film a TikTok video of like Pat pretending to be fucking Kanye, because he could pull it off. And then shout out to Ames because she pulled the trigger. She bought the Kanye mask.
Boom. Yeah,
she
Amazon. Pulled the trigger. Shout out to Amazon Prime.
Shout out to Amazon.
Yep.
Jeff Bezos. Amazon. Like that.
Got it in a day. And I was like, yes, just in time for the festival.
Yeah. So, and then the thing is, I was like kind of like skeptical. So I'm like, damn, I don't know how we're going to pull this off. But the thing, good thing is, fella works security.
Fella really is a security guard.
David, what?
We had the fits going on.
Like, you thought it was gonna go.
Yeah, like I was like, man, I don't know if we can pull this off because.
And
like,
I walked past a million niggas.
Wait a minute, stop! Wait a minute, fella. We're getting there. We're not even on the cart yet. We gotta relax.
Yeah. Oh shit!
So pretty much, I was like, I was just happy that we were like gonna do it though, because I was like, fuck it, something that we don't usually do.
We all together, that shit was
lit. Yeah, so that's why I was like, all right, fuck it. We just try something new. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I'm like,
fuck it.
Yeah, but low-key props to you guys because you guys stayed in character the whole time.
I was recording the whole damn time. I was like, you know what? This is it.
I was rolling.
We'll probably cut like a little scene when we'll post a clip of what happened. It's pretty funny.
My mind just was like, hey, just keep rolling. They're in action.
So,
because at one point I seen this and I was like, nobody's recording.
So
I was like, fuck.
So guys, look, we after we pregame like in the car, right?
Yeah, good pregame. Yep.
We're walking about that. Yeah, good pregame. So we're walking, right? Mm-hmm. It takes a certain time. Where Phillip put it was when he put his shirt on, He was in character before everybody else.
Yeah.
That real security guard shit. I hit him with one of these.
It was like before SoFi. Like it was before SoFi. We recorded that video also. Like Fella was already in, so I wasn't in yet, right?
Yeah, he was in character the whole time.
So I'm watching Fella. Like I'm just following him. But then in the moment, I'm like, damn, nigga, you really making me look famous when I'm not even Kanye.
Yeah,
so
I'm like, oh I'm shit, really a security guard.
Like something's going on in the crowd.
Because it was really that. It really came to that point. So I'm like,
that was fun.
That's when it, okay, let's go. Let me go. Yeah. Let me go now, because now we're by the corner, right across the street. Now we're about to see a bunch of fans. Not my fans, but you know what I mean.
I think what made it look legit, too, is because the lady in the cart.
We got pulled up. We got the cart.
How random was the cart, though? How random was the cart service?
That shit was lit.
But it was, that was like what made it look official, because then, you know when.
And she said we got Kanye in the cart.
Her ass could have drove us all the way to the front. She was being late.
You know we got Kanye in the cart.
That was about that.
Yeah, so the lady driving was like telling everyone we were passing. Hey, I got Kanye.
She had a Gucci sweater on.
Remember, I was just waving, my nigga. I was living like Obama, my nigga.
And then people were like,
I put my head down. Everybody's like, oh! You got all the white skaters.
All the pointing.
All the Laguna Beach niggas. All the fucking, all the white boys.
You got them.
I just thought OC, it was
funny. Like, California type niggas. Yeah. White boy.
Because like, all I kept hearing was like,
crazy.
It really was.
I kept hearing, like, is that Kanye?
Is that Kanye?
Yeah.
Or like, look. And then
that, like, it really came to that point. And David saw that, so David fucking, he was just fucking dying, dog. And when he was dying, I was like, fuck.
All right, come on. Keep the story rolling.
Gotta keep it up, but let's go. Yeah. Come on.
All right, but.
We're in the cart, so.
No, and then the funniest part is when we got in line, and then we got to the end of the line, and we saw how long it was.
And we didn't know how long it was until we did that shit.
Yeah.
And oh my God.
Honestly,
what
Big Fella do?
Yeah, Big Fella was like, nah, fuck action. This. The line was not moving.
Follow me. Went right to the side, to the right.
Before that, remember, a girl was like, oh my God. Remember you forgot about?
I took the picture?
Yeah. That's when we were like,
she was like Filipino or something. She
took a picture with us.
She goes, yeah.
And then some nigga came towards me and started asking me questions.
It was a
funny chubby guy.
Oh yeah,
and he was asking me stuff. Remember David?
Yeah, You're like this.
What I tell him?
This is
with the mask on.
He's like,
nah. He was saying, shh,
no.
I was like,
like Jason.
Every time he asked me a question. Because I was into character at that moment.
They told me
you can't say a word.
Yeah, I did say that. Because I was like, because then it'll blow our cover. That
so I felt bad for the guy, but at the same time. Yeah. Because how many questions did he ask me?
A lot. That food was like, this food was like weird. And then he kind of just left.
And then that's when we kept walking. And then the girl saw us, took a picture. And I felt like that gave Fella motivation. Like, I felt like that was like, what Fella
Let's
was like,
go.
Fuck this, follow me. And you know, that's when. It was history from there, dog.
Straight
and we just,
front.
We never
Straight
stopped from
the
there.
Front.
We never stopped. Bow.
And then we got Fella to
Damn,
sneak
we
in.
Did. Straight.
So what happened was, we pulled up to the front and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just as we suspected, you know, they put his ticket in my phone in the wallet.
Word.
He going to use his ticket, and I'm going to try to use the same ticket. Just as we suspected, it didn't go through. Cool. So I went to go dispute with the lady. it happened to work in my favor because... It was some people right in front of me that was just talking. They just got finessed out their tickets. They had bought fake tickets. Mm-hmm. And then it was somebody else that was walking up with an excuse talking about their ticket got double scanned. So I decided to roll with his little excuse. Oh, yeah, that's the same shit that happened with me. So the lady was like, okay, well, I'm going to just make sure his tickets are real. Of course, they're real. You bought the ticket. It was just used already.
Yeah.
So she looked. Okay, it's good. Went over there with the dude. He walked me through. Beep. Of course, it didn't work. He walked. Let me walk through, and that's how we got in there, man. That's how you sneak in the mall and fucking loud.
Yeah, and that's how I stuck into Drake.
Day one.
Yep.
Day one.
But fella, you had the confidence to do that shit, and that's major props to you,
my
nigga.
Come on, man. I do this shit. This shit regular.
Landlord Jerry too, but he's coming. So he's coming after. He's coming after because we still on Thursday night.
So Thursday night. What was crazy though is I honestly, what happened later on, I did not expect it. It was just fun. Like, I think that was like it was like a movie. It was like that was part one. That was like leading up to like the main act. Yeah. So the main act is like obviously seeing Kanye, but fuck, I did not dude, I feel like we were part of a cult. I was like, yo.
I was like, could not handle the pressure. I had to get us out of there.
Dude. That whole, like, our whole reels went.
Amy was dude. Down for the ride.
I was down. I was down.
I wasn't giving up.
What are you talking about?
She didn't want to dip.
But we were with some New York bitches. Like, what are you talking about?
What about them? What are you talking about?
I wasn't down for Lee to leave either, nigga.
No,
yeah,
I was.
If you see the video, like,
yeah, you wasn't. But Dave was, nigga, was about to die in that
but
bitch,
I
nigga.
Felt
so
that.
We
but
had
I
to go
felt
back.
That.
We had to
once
go.
Once Dave said, "Hey, we gotta head out,"
I'm sorry, New York shorties. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
He was trying to breathe.
What happened? Yeah, I couldn't breathe, bro. So like. Yeah, I was like, I feel
you
like
gotta
I was
be
like,
prepared to
I
be
feel like
in a
I was
like
drowning.
That.
You feel me? Like, that's, dude,
that's how the crowd was pushing us.
Yeah,
the crowd was pushing us.
Imagine how
raves
are. Shit,
nigga.
It's worse.
I'm pushing the shit out of niggas on God, making sure y'all smooth. Yeah. I even pressed. Never mind, but yeah,
I got. I woke up with bruises, bro. I woke
ladies
up
and
bruises.
Gentlemen, this is how. It sounds crazy, right? But this is how festivals are really are like
yeah,
nowadays. You know.
For me.
You know, like
I'm too old for that shit.
Yeah, I stopped going to festivals. Like what? 2021 was my last one.
Motherfucker, we went to Coachella last year.
No,
you
but like yeah. Rolling Loud. I'm talking about
oh,
Rolling Loud.
Festival,
Rolling Loud
festival.
Isn't. No, Rolling. No, 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 no.
We went to Rolling Loud in New York.
They got
that
limits.
Was 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. And they mm-hmm. and they got. All right, each of them. All right, then why wasn't Rolling Loud like the Travis Scott show?
It almost turned into it, bro.
You can't.
You don't know.
You can't say that.
You didn't go those days.
Huh?
Huh? You didn't even go those days, nigga.
Nigga.
That shit was lit, nigga.
Okay,
yeah,
right.
Exactly. They get lit.
But no. Did the same thing happen?
Yeah.
As Thursday?
On Sunday.
You almost died? On Sunday? You
nope.
almost died?
Nope. I didn't
okay.
Know.
So it wasn't, nigga. Right.
No, but yeah.
No,
that's
but what nigga, I'm talking about. It was about. Like that, point? Though. You like, could have, nigga. In the mosh pits, nigga.
All right, so the only thing I would say about the Kanye thing, though, is that, like, first, Kanye has, like, this fucking aura, though. Like, when he came out, I was like, oh, shit, that's fucking Ye and Ty Dolla $ign on stage. Like,
how do you know? You couldn't even see their fucking face.
No, he took off his mask.
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
He did.
Yeah. Fella missed that part. That's why okay. I felt like Fella was heated at the moment. He was like, yo, we don't even know if it's them. But he did really put out his mask.
Yeah.
And that's when Fella started
dancing. When he brought in his daughter?
Yeah, so it was pretty
much. That's when it got crazy.
That's when it got crazy.
And I know you guys seen the videos of everybody running.
Yeah, yeah.
We could actually put that video in there too because we were already in the venture. Like, yeah, we were already by the stage. Yeah, we were already in there. But when everybody ran towards the stage,
we were already there.
Yeah, well, we were already there before.
Why the fuck did everybody start running right then?
Because there was. Remember when
north.
We first got there? There was no one.
Yeah.
That was.
Yeah. Nobody was squished.
Yeah.
No one was squished. We were
until
all breathing, doing our thing.
Came out. Yeah. It was like you felt the
yeah.
the push
that's
to
crazy.
I'm like, why the fuck were they pushing? That shit was so annoying.
That's what I'm saying. But that was everybody running towards us.
Yeah.
Yes. But not us, but you know what I mean.
To
like,
the crowd.
Yeah, everybody just starts going.
Yeah.
They made a tsunami.
That's crazy how Northwest had like that much fucking.
Like yeah. She's even more famous than
I
her.
Is that
like
her
point,
first
honestly.
Performance?
Hey, huh?
Is that like her first performance even though she didn't
nah,
perform?
No, she's done that before.
She's done that. Like she's been doing the like, same listening tour, but what happened
so that's what
was
it is, a listening tour?
Pretty yeah. much. It's yeah. just a listening party, but
yeah.
it's cool because it's still Kanye. Yeah. Still, it's still a vibe.
For sure, it's a vibe, for sure.
Yeah,
vibe.
But I just thought, I was like, bro.
You can't
deny. That's how I also felt like I was in the Matrix there because I was also sober at Rolling Loud just seeing a bunch of zombies jumping. And I was like, bro.
That's another thing,
a grown-ass man, like, older than us, like, jumped on top of me when North came out. And I'm like, damn, bro, you're weird. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was a bunch of those.
Remember the girl that dropped down to Caesar? Remember that?
Oh shit.
My God.
Yeah. Yeah. She got lucky she did that before it started
got
getting
crazy.
Yeah.
No, because
yeah.
she would have got
stopped.
Trampled, bro.
Yeah, stopped.
She straight fell back like this.
Do her
like, she
legs,
fell
right?
back like this.
I can't even
like,
flex like that.
I'm like,
right
damn. And then she starts Caesar. I'm like, who is she with? Like,
dude, her homies are fake as fuck. She's like, oh, she just faded. She's good.
Hey, but the cold part about it is,
Amy.
I swear to y'all,
popped,
y'all,
I looked at
like
y'all.
That?
I told y'all, I looked back, she was back. I'm like,
no,
is
yeah,
she
playing?
Was still in the
like
front.
Nothing.
Is
no, she
playing?
Went up like nothing.
She was
like,
still in the front.
Good? Yeah, she was good. Like, and I'm like, man, watch her. Watch her, man. No. Don't let her fall because when it start getting crazy, if you hit that flow, you might not get up. Oh, God, I'll just make sure I stayed on my feet. It was a lot.
That's a fact.
Yeah, but overall, that shit was like
overall. I had fun in the front. Like I was really having fun in the front. You know,
I
felt like it was
too, but
I felt like it was barely getting started.
I think the soberness played against you because the fact that we were lit, it's more vibe. Like we're vibing. Well, we're not in the most comfortable state,
but we're
enjoying ourselves.
Yeah,
we're really like we're
but
like
we were
right
really
here to the fucking cameras. Like we're really right the fuck there.
Yeah.
But It did. Remember, and I was trying to tell y'all, because it was pushing from the left.
Yeah.
So if we would have been able to move over to the right, we would have low-key got out of that put.
Like, that's a fact.
It was like a tidal wave.
That's a fact. Yeah, like that's why I was like tsunami.
If you were able to move over, but Dave was just dead as fuck. And I'm like, all right, fuck it, man.
Yeah, Dave needed water. And he was sober, too. God damn it.
I'm like, bro, just
no,
follow me,
No, he was
bro.
High. I mean, never mind. Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. You're faded. You're faded.
I was pretty.
And that's, you know, that's another thing. A lot of you need to be hydrated, right?
I was like, bro, just follow me, bro. I had my jacket on my shoulder.
No, and overall, we did a good thing. We did the best thing, I think. We still have fun. We still got the vibe.
And we got the merch afterwards.
You know? Cool. Yeah. But low-key, before that was a moment, too, because, you know, we were hanging out right there, you know? I felt a little booty. And
the New York bitches. The New York bitches.
And there was...
They was choosing up.
Look, it was a funny moment that David recorded, and he doesn't even know.
What?
Bro, there was a nigga standing in front of us by the New York shorties, and something happened, and this nigga, his voice broke, and those bitches are like, he's a sweetie, he's gay, and I was just dying, my nigga, remember? That nigga's voice cracked. Oh, yeah. He said something like gay shit. No.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, he said, no disrespect to the gay folks.
He said,
but it was
my soul.
It was just funny.
My God.
Like, it was a moment.
It's not like you say that a lot.
Okay.
But he said it loud, though.
You say that a lot.
He said it sweet, like, nah, though.
And the cold part ain't not that. And it was
they
suspect.
Were
they called them.
This was suspect because low-key, they was on that nigga. Remember, they were trying to fuck with him. And I low-key was like, I was on his side. Like, what did I say? Something, just something to the effect, like, kind of like burning him out. But he wasn't on the hoes. So damn. I'm like, maybe he don't rock like that. You feel me?
He was a little sassy, low-key.
I didn't catch that because that nigga's not in front of me, but, like, in front of, like, the
All right,
and
but
he broke like that. Yeah, it was just a funny moment. We have it in the video. So.
Yeah, we'll post it. We'll post it. You guys will see. But
let's go.
Overall, it was a listening party, so I won't even rate that as like a performance or like.
Yeah,
you feel me?
So? Just,
no, nah, I won't rate it. I won't rate that performance.
But it's like, if they didn't advertise it like that, it's kind of like okay.
Nah,
we knew it was gonna be like that.
Yeah, exactly. If you've seen like every tour that he's been on, since the album came out, he has not performed once. It's only been listening parties
everywhere, and it's been popping like that.
That's kind of what I had expected already.
Gosh. Just that it wasn't Rolling Loud; it was their own thing. It was their own thing.
Oh,
it was never a Rolling Loud.
Only one stage.
And only in LA was a Rolling Loud. Everywhere else has their own personal.
It was like stadiums.
Yeah.
Which is better to me. Like, I feel like everybody's still lucky out there.
Yeah, but I would have like just kept
we had to deal with Rolling Loud. I would have. I feel like it
would
have been.
Would y'all much rather went a different day, or would y'all rather just went that day that we went? Just
that day we went.
Okay. That day we went.
Yeah.
Because I've seen Future. I've seen Metro.
I've seen all them.
I wanted to see Nicki, but I mean.
I've seen Nicki.
It's cool. I could see her some other time.
Like
not to go to Rolling Loud.
Yeah, especially
Jerry. Speaking of Nicki, Jerry seen Nicki.
Oh yeah,
Jerry.
How was Nicki?
But he don't know Mike. Fuck.
It's all good. He said it was good.
Yeah, Jerry snuck into that motherfucker the second day, so what the fucking nigga mean?
Yeah.
No, we missed you at our day, though.
Yeah, you should have rolled with us to Kanye, but...
Should have came.
Jerry might have got fucking trampled, though, being that close.
You could have snuck in just like me.
Dude, dead ass. Jerry really could have. Okay, the next time we have
to roll
together.
I wouldn't have let him, though. Fuck all that. All my folks was good. You seen all of us was good. Dead homies. You know, we got up out of there.
Yeah, that's pops
of that. I mean, after I lost my $140 Nike Tech, I had to bounce back into good Rolling Loud merch. You feel me? Let me turn around. Let me
nigga, I'm supporting them, nigga.
You know what,
nigga,
though?
Did y'all see the back of this bitch?
Their merch was eh.
You're Rolling Loud. I ain't never going to your joint.
Yeah, that motherfucker dope, man.
I don't think I could go.
Shout out to
Dave. Their merch online was better, honestly, because...
It was?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. It was better. But and everything was sold out, so it's kind of whack.
And then also... I think the LA crowd is like, it's not as lit as like.
Yeah, how it used to be.
Yeah, it's very like.
New York was
cracked. It's all
New
for
York?
The gram.
Uh-huh.
Like, New York was like with us though, I feel like we generally had fun, but I would see people that were just there for sure. You could tell. It's just
that's why
just
I take chose pictures. Yay.
Yeah,
that's why I chose.
They were there to just like hear the music. Yeah, like hear the vibe of the music.
Yeah.
Stand there.
Oh yeah.
Because at one point when we were in the back. It felt like, okay, cool, we're here.
Like, we were free. Like,
we were
could
free.
Just enjoy
we're just
the
here
music.
Yeah, we were dancing. Yeah. We came to the point where we were dancing.
Hey, so he did perform, right? Yeah. He did pull out the mic at a point in time.
No.
Never.
No. Nah,
they said nobody ever had a mic.
They said he didn't care, but we were still vibing.
We didn't even know. When he did that one song,
he did Runaway. They played all of his fucking
I was like, nigga, I thought this nigga performing. We was turned up, but it was still
see,
vibe.
That's the crazy part.
No.
It was a glorified Kanye party.
It's because the lot of smoke and the light, the way it was set up. That's why he made it seem like he was still there in the...
But I did hear that he announced like a world tour.
What?
Yeah, that he's gonna announce a world tour.
This man's
tour
a genius, honestly. Y'all guys.
And you think that's gonna happen?
Yeah.
Y'all fucking with it?
If he performs, yeah.
Damn. I'm down.
I'm fucking with it.
Hell yeah. Kanye's a genius,
I'm sneaking
guys.
In at home.
People really be hating on this food.
Unless you're going for free.
I'm going for the F. I'm going.
I think
you want me to pay? I'm not.
I think I went in for the F at the Larry Hoover joint, too. Not thinking about it. Because when I scanned
it's
my shit,
be a segment.
It was like it didn't give me a code. And I was with a shorty, too. That's the crazy part.
Oh, man.
But I still got in.
Fucking nigga, me. Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
I still think that's the best one, like right. performance wise.
But real quick, what would you say your best? Because you went the other days. So
uh-huh.
Best performance. I guess it was the Future Metro Boomin set, and they brought out Travis Scott.
Oh, that's lit.
They did that one song. That Fiend.
Oh shit! Fiend. Are people going crazy.
I didn't. Yeah, nigga, too crazy. That's why you was like, did you die? I'm smarter than that.
I forgot about that.
It's not being in the middle of the mosh pit, but the mosh pits was here,
they get
there,
crazy.
And everywhere. Nigga, it got crazy, bro.
If you're not about that, you going in. Yeah.
They open this shit up. I'm like, shit, here they
be
go
safe
with that
out
bullshit.
There with those.
Yeah, they was turning up. That shit was a vibe.
And ladies and gentlemen, we mean no disrespect when we say, did you die? Like, and shit like that. We're just, you know, we've been
in
so many shows when we know. Where to go, where to be at a concert, at a show. Like, we know how to breathe at a festival.
Well, Dave did it that one time.
You gotta kind of mentally prepare yourself for these type of things.
I'm surprised Dave did at Coachella. Oh, fuck. We were eating dirt.
No, but Coachella wasn't that bad. This
was
like,
it wasn't that bad because we went to our corner. Like,
yeah, we knew where to go,
but we were in the front.
This, I think out of all of us, I probably had the worst spot.
Okay.
Like, I had food jumping on top of me.
Oh, yeah, that was weird. I tried to press the shit out of me.
I elbowed the fuck out of him.
Okay, I pressed that nigga like,
some nigga trying to press me for leaving.
I don't know what you think this is, but it ain't that, my nigga. It's for sure not.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's true. But that day, I didn't get to see everybody because I was trying, like, so let me talk about how I snuck up in this bitch.
Day two.
You feel me? Day, last day, Sunday.
Three.
Sunday. Day three.
Yeah, day three.
Day four, if you want to be honest.
Day four.
This says motherfucking food and beverage. I copped a food and beverage ban from a motherfucker, and I was like, man, this motherfucker better work. I copped that bitch. I got in. Super. So for the next about hour, I'm trying to sneak the homies in. I'm trying to get the homies that's outside that I came with in. That was stressful. You feel me? I'm like, fuck, I pay for this shit. I'm not even enjoying the show at this point. Like, I'm trying to see how I can get these niggas in. But eventually, I went to go see O3 Greedo, got into VIP, linked up my best friend, shit like that, her and the homie Uno. Watched O3, that was cool.
Oh, you didn't see O3?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I seen O3 in VIP.
Okay.
I finessed that. Everybody was getting in, nigga, and I just, boop, like, it didn't work, but it didn't go, nigga.
Kept it moving.
So, niggas watched that. After that, I was trying to get the homies in and shit. They ended up texting me like, I'm in, like, one by one, nigga. Their stories is crazy. How they had to hop fences, juke workers, nigga. Even one of the homies ripped his pants, nigga. Whole ass out, man. That shit was great. But we all got in
it's
that
the,
bitch.
For the
Not
culture.
Ass out like Playboy Cardi, though, right?
Similar.
Like, his pants ripped, nigga.
Oh, my God.
And he wasn't wearing no drawers.
Oh, that was worse. That was worse than Playboy, nigga. Playboy was wearing a thong.
Who goes outside with
like,
thong?
Hold on, but the go.
He went to Rolling Loud Commando.
Hold on, he went Commando.
That's what they call it.
Yeah,
I never knew that she had a name, my nigga. I thought it was freeballing. I thought it was freeballing,
so
my nigga.
No, it's so Commando. You never
commando,
had.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Yeah. Okay.
Commando.
Yeah, it's Commando. Like he really.
I only Commando.
Like, do you guys
I don't know why he did that, fool.
At home.
The only time a nigga ever did that is when he needed to wash. I'm doing that on the way to the laundromat, nigga.
Oh, you know what?
You might see some swaggish.
Because I do the same shit.
I never been that down bad, bro.
You never had to have the drawers, just the drawers. I mean, just the shorts.
I do that when I sleep, but not like
outside.
I don't go outside.
All right, scratch that, my nigga. My nigga's balls was out at Rolling Loud. Continue, oh, yeah, yeah, let's go.
But he had a sweater. Okay. Yeah, he was smart. He had a sweater on. So his sweater, he put his sweater around his hip. So nobody really knew. Nobody really knew. Till like the end, and he told us. That story is funny within itself, but I'm going to keep going within the night.
Yeah.
So after we seen O3 Greedo, niggas, Bryson Tiller was on. Don Tolliver on was around the same time. They both of them cool. Like, I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna just hit the Tiller shit. A lot of motherfuckers, I couldn't really even see the nigga. I don't ever, and that's another thing about festivals. Like, you paid all that money. I ain't pay that much money, but niggas paid all that money to see, to not see a nigga. Like, he far as fuck. You can barely see him. Yep. Like, nigga probably short. I don't know, whatever.
They look all short.
Yeah, like, but it was a, you know, decent showing, I guess.
Festivals are sacrifices, my nigga. That's when the time card comes out, your favorite artist could be as performing at the same time as your other.
Yep, that's true.
No, you don't need to be there early, nigga. It doesn't matter.
You gotta map it out.
You gotta pick and choose, yeah.
You gotta map it out through your day to know who you're gonna pick and choose and who you're gonna go see.
Exactly. So that's that walk goes early, nigga. Yeah. You gotta sacrifice leaving like 20 minutes early.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I did. After we left the that shit, Bryson Tiller shit, we went to the Future set early. Like, fuck that. We're gonna go chill and kick it there, try to get a decent spot. What? We thought we had a decent spot, man. That shit started fitting in. I can't see here. So now we got to move around and all type of shit. But we ended up getting a cool little spot. We was vibing out. It was lit. It was lit. Future, Quavo, what's that nigga name? Travis Scott, Metro Boomin, of course.
Metro Boomin, what's up, man?
Yeah, shit like that. It was good. Enjoyed myself. All the homies got in. We all have fun.
That's cool. I had fun with you guys. I went there for the food.
We just gotta do more.
Well, yeah, we got some good food.
But no more running out, right?
Huh?
No more running out?
No, I'm saying like more stuff like that. Like outside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You feel me?
But wait, we got a lot more stuff coming this year.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay. It'll be a fun one.
You're going to Miami, so.
Yes, sir. But I have fun at Rolling Loud. Yay. Ty Dolla Sign. Vultures won. Fella had fun. Where? Which one? You gotta pick one, nigga.
What? What? What are you talking
about?
The day?
One, yeah.
The best day?
One or four?
One or four. I think I had better more fun with y'all. Fuck that. I had more fun with y'all. Even though it was crazy and all that shit, but yeah, because, and then I got the merch, all that shit. It was a doper day. The other day I was trying to sneak.
And you've seen Desto too, remember? You forgot about that.
Yep, yep. Met Desto Dub. That was
Desto
cool.
Dub.
No, that's to blow my nose. Good looking.
Bless you.
Shout out Zach. He wanted us to see him. Zach, we were this close, Zach. I promise. Oh, me and David were this close, but it was distance fault right here. Yeah. I promise, Zach.
You just wanted an agua fresca.
Oh my gosh, yeah. You just wanted a drink, but that drink was good, and we needed that. We did needed that.
All right, for sure.
So it was a sacrifice, pretty much. You know.
Yeah. All right,
but that's our story time with Pat.
Story time.
That was like
Pat.
30. Yeah, we were with you, fool. So 30 minutes. That's story time with Pat. No.
No.
Or you got another story?
Story
today?
Time with Pat.
You fool.
Yes, story time.
That was all of us.
I know, but I'm just saying story time with Pat. Mm.
Let's do a quick Q's and A's. I have like, you know, I'll do it with each and one of you. How about that? Ready?
All right.
Let's go. Let's get back to it.
What kind all of right. Q's Jeremy, and A's? Good?
It'll be like, you know, questions. This and that. You have to pick one.
This
you know?
And that?
Yeah. Like, I'm going to tell you this and that.
You want right, me to
and
ask
you're
going to
pick
that.
One. Huh?
You want me to ask the question?
David, I'm going to do these first. Look.
Oh, okay.
Quick, like quick.
Pat, then.
Yeah, quick. Ready?
Let's go, roll
so
it.
Let's start over.
No, just ask okay. The question.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Clap, nigga, at least, please.
There you go.
Bam! Let's go. All right, my niggas and white people and my razas. Let's go, guys. David.
What's up?
Tupac or Snoop Dogg?
Tupac or Snoop Dogg?
Yeah.
Tupac.
Amy, 50 Cent or The Game?
50 Cent.
Fella, Nate Dogg or T-Pain?
Ooh.
Nate Dogg.
Damn. I might have chosen T-Pain on that one, but all
right. All right,
Nate
David.
Dogg's
well, you said it.
Hello.
Hey, Jerry, this is for you. Rush Hour 2 or Next Friday?
He said next Friday.
That shit hurt.
Yeah, I would have picked rush hour too.
FYI.
I would have picked rush hour too.
FYI, Pat's the only guy I know in 2024 that has rush hour 2 in his car.
I have every rush hour in the whip, every Bad Boy, every Chris Tucker movie. It has to be a Chris Tucker movie.
I love Chris Tucker.
Because it works. Hey, I'm sorry for telling you guys, but.
You said it works?
That's crazy.
You know what I mean?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Yeah, you'll know. You'll find out. You'll find out.
I think it pulls out the DVD player.
Yeah, my car has it.
My car has it. For sure.
I'm old school. The car has it. Yeah, that's like, what you're talking about.
That's old school shit.
That's some early 2000 shit to have play movies in your car.
My shit is not popping out on the top like the old school.
My
shit is right there in the dash, my nigga. You look at the clock, you watch a movie, nigga.
On the 6-inch screen, nigga.
Every nigga. Time this fool picks me up, it's rush hour.
That's how long I gotta wait for this nigga. Money talks. It's a Chris Tucker movie.
Yeah, all right, continue.
All right, let's go. David. Or nah, who has video games? Yes, fella. San Andreas or Scarface, the video game?
San Andreas. Easy call.
David, Space Jam or Like Mike?
Oh, shit.
These are my favorite joints, dog.
But low key,
they're both Mike, though. God. They're both Mike, if you think about it.
This might be a hot take. I might go Like Mike.
Oh, I'm with you, though. I'm with you. Amy, Usher or Chris Brown?
Ooh.
Chris Brown.
I might choose Chris Brown, too.
Yeah. I'm over the Usher stage.
We grown, man.
Hey, this for the fans out there. Hey, Johnny, let's stop our eyes. We won't get your question. Echo or South Pole?
Echo.
He said Echo.
Are you talking about the clothes brand?
Yeah. Yes. Damn. Oh, we gotta go back.
Do people still wear that shit?
Hey, Home Goods has that
shit. Who knows, dog? Bama, what up, my boy?
What else you got for
that us? Freestyle coming?
You got a lot of questions. You were prepared, my boy.
Yeah, and I'm not even done yet.
All right.
Let's go to that. Keep it rolling.
Keep it rolling?
Yeah, let's go.
David.
Yeah. I like this.
David, you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Neo or The Dream?
Hey,
these both were ghostwriters for a lot of people.
I'm choosing The Dream. The people sleep on The Dream.
Don't sleep on Neo too.
No, but it's a ghostwriter.
But The Dream is crazy.
Yeah, The Dream
too many projects.
Yeah.
Yay projects. Like a lot of people.
And he has hits too.
Yes.
So yeah, we're not even bringing up the throwbacks. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Well, we don't have to.
The Dream, for sure.
We know the truth.
Amy.
What's up?
You ready?
Shoot it.
Who's your favorite rapper from New York? Amy, I looked at Amy's phone. She did have ASAP Mob at the top. I'm not going to lie. Amy, who's your favorite rapper from New York? Amy.
There's a lot.
You got 20 seconds.
Damn.
I'm not going to lie. Amy, come on.
ASAP Rocky.
Whoever said that in the back.
No, honestly, yeah.
Pop, nigga.
I've seen it from the jump.
All right, okay.
I've seen it from the jump.
That's cool. But at the beginning, I never thought ASAP was from New York. I always thought they were from Texas.
Who's your favorite New York rapper? Because that's your second hometown, fool.
Come on, kid. You know who it is.
25
Cent. That's why it's not my question.
25 Cent.
What about you,
Marlon?
Probably Pop.
I was going to say Pop
from New York.
Pop Smoke.
That's hard. I'd probably go 50 or Pop Smoke.
That's hard.
I heard in the back, they said
I like that you guys are bringing up Pop Smoke. That's hard.
Tupac from New York, too.
Tupac is, yeah.
That's what I thought you said. Pop. I thought you, so you say Pac and you say Pop.
I said Pop Smoke.
Okay.
But I fuck with Tupac too.
I like hearing that. Landlord Jerry. Biggie Smalls. You gotta love it.
How did I miss that?
Everyone in the comments like, oh, these fools. It's gonna be all the old heads.
All right, guys.
You got any more?
Oh, two more.
Two more. Bring them.
Damian Lillard or Shaq?
Shaq.
A better rapper.
Oh.
That was a basketball player.
Mm.
It's Damian Lillard.
Damian Lillard, low key.
Y'all could take that watered down. Nah, y'all don't even know it.
Like
Shaq rap. No, Kobe's rap was popish. Shaq's rap was really rap, like in the '90s, y'all, ladies and gentlemen.
Shaq
has a song with Biggie Smalls, which is called "Can't Stop the Rain," which is a banger. If you hear it to this day,
I gotta hear that.
So to me, I'm gonna say Shaq on that one. So, but I get you, Lillard. No, Lillard got bars. I love Lillard.
Freestyles.
When Lillard collabs with Lil Wayne, hot fire, boy.
Hey, Miles got some hard ass bars too, nigga. What's the name?
Bridges.
Miles Bridges raps. That nigga shit bought fire.
He's like a trap rapper.
Yeah, his shit low key hard. Nigga, shout out to Miles Bridges, man. Did they let him back in the NBA?
Yeah, he's back in the NBA. He's been back.
Yeah.
All right, what's the last question?
Last question. Who's your favorite artist that Ye collabed with?
Ooh.
On a project.
That's for everybody.
Like a feature?
Nah, like,
are you talking about like Watch the Throne?
Like, for example, it could be a collab, it could be a project, because. He collabed with Jay-Z. He collabed with Kid Cudi on 808s.
And Ty Dolla
Mike Sign. Dean, 2013 on Yeezus. Travis Scott was also part of Yeezus. You got The Dream, of course, on Watch the Throne.
No, but I thought you meant like joints. More like...
Nah, this is more like production collab. Like, or you could say good music, or you could say your
music.
Favorite collab.
Him and Kanye. No,
Big Sean, Mos Def, Sci High, The Prince, a bunch of fucking artists. You dig that?
Female artists too.
Common, like, you know.
Common.
You remember those days? That was my favorite freestyle too. That good music freestyle.
I think just by default, like best would probably be Ye and Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Same
Niggas
here.
Niggas
and
pairs.
Or just that whole project.
Y'all like that moment? That
I miss
like,
them.
But do you remember when that too. Shit came out? Not a lot of people were
yeah,
ready.
Yeah, I do remember, nigga. That was in our city. Remember they were? Yeah. They did that video.
Yeah, yeah. Otis was in Downey Landing. Behind Downey Landing. Yeah.
But Downey Studio.
If you think about it, around that time,
no
2012, people fucked with it, but not everybody fucked with it. I went to school at Pico. I felt like
you were an outsider.
I felt like an alien, my nigga, when I was playing that album in Pico Rivera. Bro,
if you really think about it, though, that's almost every Ye
2012.
Album.
That's a fact. So it was every the future. It was the future.
It's always been like that. 808s. People are like, "What the fuck, Yeezus?
You're right,
what the
bro.
Fuck, Life of Pablo."
It was always that time, and they caught up later. That's why Niggas in Paris was.
Yeah, I miss their duo.
It came to that. Remember when that one stage when they were. That shit was stupid.
Yeah, so I probably go Jay-Z and Kanye. All right,
so you got Jay-Z. I'm sorry, but I got this Ty Dolla Sign, my nigga.
Really? You don't think it's like recency bias or?
Nah, I think more hot shit's coming, man. I think a lot more is coming.
That's
so
true.
It's
if
gonna be more
three,
than
yeah,
that. You dig?
Yeah.
Even I love that project though. I love it. I love that project, and that project is timeless and it's a classic. So who the fuck am I? This is just my opinion. You dig?
But this is definitely. I would say like Vultures is definitely better than like Kid Cudi.
Other than Kid Cudi. Like, because him and Kid Cudi are the...
They're good. Like, they're good together. No,
that's the collab you don't want to ever break.
Yeah, exactly.
But this Ty Dolla Sign, yo, Ye find another sound.
Yeah.
And it's coming. Amy?
I'm going to go with Dave.
Jay-Z.
I love
classic.
Them. Thing.
And we need another one. And the first time I seen Jay-Z live was
good
with
music,
Amy.
Good music.
Oh, good music.
The first time I seen Hov live was with Amy. Did I stick it to that shit? No, I paid like... How much did I pay? I paid... Like 20, 40 bucks to see Hov.
That was
and Beyonce. Okay. And I had to steal a On The Run shirt. And then somebody stole my shirt. That's crazy.
That's how life works, you know?
Yeah. I that's one collab I want to see again. But who knows, you know?
Well, who knows? I think that's...
Jay-Z and all right. Kanye.
Because I did have some Q&As too.
Whatever.
And I'm kind of glad we mentioned like good music.
Yeah, I remember I said good music.
Good music. Good
Big
music
Sean,
is like the
Big
whole
Sean.
Production. The whole that's not just this everybody.
We're Big Sean and them, yeah. I fuck with that.
Sahai the Prince, Pusha T, that's everybody.
Yeah, Pusha T and them.
I don't know if we can pull this off, but I'm gonna ask the question.
Let's go, David.
My Q&A was more like who had the better verse. So like I chose like songs with like three or more artists.
Are you gonna play the songs or you just going?
That's
just
what I was gonna say. I don't know if I should play the song.
I'll play a little bit of it. Or you
I'll play
go,
a little bit, but
how you feel?
The first song I have is "Don't Like" off Good Music. That
Ooh,
was like,
the Good Music remix.
The Good Music remix.
Was that random? Was that random?
No, I had that. I had it right here.
Random.
I had it on my.
I didn't know. You know. You already know.
So
Chop was so mad at that remix.
So it has Kanye West, Chief Keef, Pusha T, Big Sean, Jada Kiss, and who else? I'm sorry. Oh, sorry.
Nah, I want to hear y'all niggas. Nah, niggas. Nah, I want to hear
that's
like that.
That's that shit I don't like. Man, fake belief. Nah, I don't like. Woo, that's real, nigga. Woo, playing, nigga.
That's random.
Yeah. Should I play the song and then let you guys choose, or I don't want to take up too much time?
Nah, just you guys know that song?
Yeah.
I know that song. Like, and at that time, my favorite rapper was Big Sean.
I think
Sean.
You just put a little bit.
But how Pusha T started it off, you have to argue. It was either between Pusha T. Oh, 2 Chainz killed that shit at the end, too. No, that was Mercy. Never mind.
That was Mercy.
Yeah. Oh, my
Should
God.
Should I play the song? And then Let's just play it, and then I'll cut it off on the thing. But okay. That way we can decide.
Let's
and
go. And let the fans decide, too. You did?
Yeah, we'll comment. You guys can leave a comment.
That's red, nigga.
This is going to get cut off.
Ric Flair, nigga. The power's in my head, nigga.
Can you hear it?
I get to beat the chair, nigga. So ho, a trifecta. 3 hoes, trifecta. Dope money, coke money.
Cube blow,
my voice better, my pants better. You don't write. Trendsetter, you clone like. Pay homage or K's vomit. Ungrateful niggas, I don't like.
My face is what I don't like. They steal your whole sound, that's a sound bite. The media crucify me like they did Christ. They wanna find me not breathing like they found Mike.
Well, never like, hit a woman bad.
Never in my life.
Yeah, that was your shit.
Too deep like Mekhi Fife. And that pussy so deep I could've drowned twice.
It's one of those, you know how he say he always has like a stupid,
always. Fire? Dog, it's been started there.
About to be a Shug Knight. Free bump, Jay. Real nigga for life.
That nigga nice. There goes some fire around that time, dog. I'm in that moment now. I'm in that year.
Louis, this is shy, right?
I think next time we should listen to it on the way here and I'll ask questions.
But
this gon' knock me down. She gon' let me fight.
You want me to pause it or
so sad, that's that nigga that I like.
I want to hear Big Sean first, because that was my favorite at that time.
Bitch, I'm cheap, keep, fuck who don't like. If bitch, we GBE, we just gon' sight.
You're not one and the same. Nigga, I'm fucking insane. Fuck is you saying? Yo ass been doing the same. Shit, not doing what you saying. Dang, I told your old bitch she was fucking the lame. Turn one hoe to a train. Loud, bling. My niggas holding that pain. I just hope you been praying. Bang, bang. Riding for my niggas.
And that's full life.
High class, I'm just surrounded by these low lives. And I run this bitch like it's no lights. Going hard the whole night, cause I ain't going back to my old life, I promise.
That's why mine is pushing between. I get Kanye, but yeah. Kanye didn't really give me that Pusha T big.
Kanye.
But we didn't even hear Jada Kiss, though.
No, Jada Kiss already played.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he was right before Big Sean.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
So who you got?
Low key, damn. All right, so going back to the question, who had the best verse on this song, Don't Like?
Yeah.
The good music
version. The good music remix.
Damn. Low key, I might have to go with Jadakiss. Nah, but low key, Kanye.
Kanye went in crazy if you think about
Kanye
it.
Kanye had like the most memorable moments because he was like, it's like, that pussy so I could have drowned twice. Yeah, like, it's all those stupid lyrics.
Yeah, I never hit a woman in my life. Like, I like when he said that.
It's like, shout out to Derrick Rose.
Shout out to Derrick Rose. Yeah, that nigga nice. That was some Chicago shit, nigga. You didn't even notice that. And he was fucking flying around this time. This nigga was dunking on everybody.
Yeah, this was, what was this, 2011?
This nigga was, no, he was the first John Morant. Like, nice, nigga. Derrick, look, he D-Rose, was the fella knows.
Man, yeah,
I have a Derrick Rose jersey, too.
I was MVP Rose.
Yeah, MVP Rose, yo.
I'd probably give it to Ye.
You don't give it to Ye?
But I, honorable mention would probably
I can't
be Jada
get mad at Ye's now.
I'd probably go Jada Kiss, like, as far as, like, bars.
Jadakiss bars.
Bars, yeah. But low-key, Big Sean, that's when he was like,
yeah, was Big Sean too. Was, yeah. Big Everyone. Sean was like coming, Sean dog. No homo, pause. How that, well, damn, nigga. That was crazy, yo, my nigga. That was crazy. Big Sean was like, he was bringing the heat. Like, he was coming up as a coming up artist. Because he was in that same category. At that time, he was still in with the Drakes. Like, this is Big Sean with against Drake. Who's was his peers? J. Cole. ASAP and Kendrick, it was them. It was them. Mm-hmm. It was like a four. You dig?
But all right, yeah. So
Wiz Khalifa.
I would give it Kanye. Second would probably be Jadakiss. Third, I'd probably give it to Pusha, and then fourth, Big Sean. But Big Sean's was fire. It's not like it's like
you're gonna. Oh, you're rating it like that?
Yeah, like each person, like who had the best verse.
Pusha T first, Jadakiss second, Big Sean third, and Kanye fourth.
I'm down for Sean.
And no disrespect to Chief Keef. Chief Keef, you make the song, so we don't really
but
we don't really have to pick the verse because, you know, at that time, what was a drill? Drill wasn't really bars to us.
Yeah.
Right?
Not at the time.
It was a new thing.
Yeah.
What about you, fella?
I'm going to Pusha T shit when he started it off. I like the start off.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas. That's that shit I don't like. Uh-huh. Fake believe.
He rapping about my own life. Let's do it, nigga.
He set the tone.
He set the tone.
It's like when he's rapped like that, everybody knew they had to be hard. Nigga.
Yeah, he started. Yeah, nigga, he what set the fuck? Tone.
Yeah, so
Pusha T. We're going to have to bump this shit on the way home.
All right, David, continue.
It's been a while.
David, continue. Continue, David.
Or just, you know, hit the Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot I had like the backup.
No, that was so. The thing is, I had questions like that, but like, I don't want us to spend a lot of time just listening to it.
Oh, yeah.
So next time, I'll have it more. Well, listen to it on the way here, and then I'll ask the same questions.
For sure. Okay.
See what you got, Pat.
Are you ready? What's up with the. Yo, Chris Brown's been doing this for a minute.
What have you been doing?
Trey Song started it. Well, again. You know you can meet Chris Brown for $1,000 at the meet and greet.
Go take a little picture, a little meet and greet picture. Take a little sexy photo.
Hey, you know what? They're becoming cheaper. Because YG had one for, I believe.
She just said YG.
No,
I just said Chris Brown and Trey Songz.
Hold up.
How much?
YG, my sister wanted to go see him for like not even like $400.
Meet and greet?
Meet and greet.
Okay.
$400. You got a T-shirt.
Ooh.
You got a lanyard, some shit that's at the world, the red cup tour.
I don't think I would like ever pay for a meeting. Group.
Yes, but
I
these
think
are
that's
women.
More of a girl thing.
This
that's
is
more
a girl thing.
Thing.
I would.
And Chris Brown and Trey Songz are not YG. So Amy,
that's why the price is different, nigga.
Exactly.
You're wasting your money.
But
waste
that's
your
not
money.
Them.
Hey, low key, is that think equivalent to like girls paying for like OnlyFans, but for like
Stop.
Artists and shit?
Oh, wait, equivalent to what? To
like anyone? Us, like for guys paying OnlyFans chicks, is that equivalent for women paying like Chris Brown and YG?
Fuck no. No,
but
it is
a
long.
Listen.
Pay for porn.
It's along the same lines, but
oh
it's not
God,
the same thing.
That was crazy.
You gotta relax. We're gonna pretend you didn't say that, but
Amy,
listen.
Amy,
no,
watch your mouth. You just want to church money.
I'm talking about in general. In general, damn, I actually just thought of this.
Come on, David, come on.
A meet and greet. If a girl pays Chris Brown $1,000 for a picture and a T-shirt.
And she's on that nigga like.
What's the difference of like me
because
paying
you can do
an
whatever you want in the
bitch,
picture.
Like, hey, send me a picture of you holding a spoon. That's the same shit. If you really think about it.
Yeah, I guess it's a very different price range.
Yeah,
and
I
then low-key on the OnlyFans, you're probably going to see more than you're going to see on that.
No, I know, rate. But that's what I'm saying.
Not like
that's
just putting
what
out
girls
a stick
are
for
paying.
You and shit.
I know, but I'm saying girls paying an artist or a famous person.
There's different types
bucks?
Of thirst.
Yeah.
The girls are thirsty too.
But low-key, the girls take that for the gram, you feel me? For them to get more attention.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
But now,
exactly.
But you don't know what a girl might have loved him since she was young as fuck.
Exactly.
And now it's her $1,000. That's one paycheck.
That's why I'm mentioning
that's a week of work.
That's why I'm mentioning Chris Brown and Trey Songz because they've been out since 05.
Yes.
You dig?
That's what I was mentioning.
So
only
it's when
fans.
We were, when we, are you?
Our time.
Till this, to today.
But I'll tell you why the price
so
difference is so high for them, though. There's a. No.
He's been on
that's a part.
Listen.
That's a part.
He's
of
been
it.
On
yes,
a sick one,
right.
though.
Listen. There's a lot more fine girls on OnlyFans than there are Chris Browns in the world. So
it's
his that's why a girls will pay $1,000 for Chris Brown.
That's only one Chris
than
Brown.
Then like your local high school chick selling OnlyFans pics for $5. You feel me?
Lucky.
That's why, because there's more of those type of girls than there are Chris Browns in the world.
Even
David,
though
I don't want to get pissed by OnlyFans.
I know, David, you're on your own.
I gotta relax.
You're on your own, David.
David's deeping about OnlyFans, right?
No, I'm not deeping it, but
what
I'm just saying.
What a sad ass OnlyFans you have.
Amy too. Amy's with you, David. Amy's with you.
No, but
I'll think about it.
I hope you guys get what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to push him down, but the market for a Chris Brown type person is a lot smaller than it is for like God.
A beautiful girl.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
A fact.
They're everywhere.
There's
a lot
of beautiful women in this world.
Because you got to think Chris Brown's talented and he's like attractive. Yeah. He's this.
He's worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. This man's the whole shebang to that one. Number one baddie, you did.
Yeah. So now, at first I was like, why would people pay? But now I see why.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I can't
mean,
hate
we should
it.
Know why. Like, yeah, we should know why. It's not, you know.
I know.
Tupac would have did the same thing.
Couldn't be me. Fuck off.
Tupac would have been great.
Like
Tupac
I wouldn't pay
did it
for
free. I think.
Yeah, well, I've never paid for a meet and greet.
Nah, I never did a meet and greet. Every artist I met was
shit. People pay for concert tickets and they don't get to meet or greet them.
You can easily run into a star.
But I think it's also more for the like the experience of being like at a festival. You feel me? Like I don't pay like, oh, I might meet Kanye that day. I knew I wasn't gonna meet that fool, but I just went for like
we did, man. We walked down
the
vibes.
Yeah. But you're more likely to meet someone famous at a random time,
yeah, right,
than to meet them at like, hey, I'm gonna just pay
at a venue,
yeah, yeah, or like, yeah, or like pay out of pocket like that much.
Honestly, I think now I'm at the point in life where like, if I did see like a celebrity or someone famous, mm-hmm, like I would just want to talk to him as a person. Bro. I don't think I would fan out, be like, hey, like, just run, yeah, through and take like a selfie, like.
But I feel like,
like honestly, I'm a gift and a curse at a gas station.
I feel like that's a gift and a curse for an artist,
which is badass.
Right, it is,
yeah, because. At one point, nigga, you know my music, nigga.
Right.
Nigga.
Right?
You acting like you know me now? I was good. You know me? No. That's like, I like that. Like, really? You know?
I don't
like,
think they cool, would trip.
But I'm shit, all, you know what?
I probably, like, if I just say, oh, what's up? How's your day going?
I feel like some, you don't know, that's don't different.
Think, no,
that's
like, different. That's what I would do if I see, like, hey.
You know, fans, like, not fanning out could also be a problem. You dig? Like, yeah, yo, you know, you heard my shit.
No, I don't think. No, I'm not saying fanning out. Like, I would never run. Like, say if I saw like Drake or Kanye, I would never run up to him with the phone in their face.
That's a fact.
You feel me? Like fans, like, or like, oh, let me get a pic for the gram. Like, I would try to talk to them first, and then be like, hey, bro, like, can I get a pic?
Man, I wish everybody would have seen a pic with me and Lil Rob, man. But I didn't I didn't ask him for a pic. I just, you know, I was just chopping it up.
DJ from?
Yeah, I was right there in that shit.
See, but stuff like that, I think, like, maybe if I was younger, I'd probably be like, oh shit. Like,
but I did spaz out like, yeah, fuck.
Man. Everything's now for the ground.
Summertime. Yeah. Was, you know,
Jerry got a question. Jerry got a. Oh, yeah. But
yeah, we see YG too now.
That's true. And like, we were like trying to like hang out with him. That's what we were doing. You feel me?
So, he wasn't fucking with you or what?
No, he was. Zach, I remember, was like trying to get them to smoke with us.
You know YG came out on Thursday too, right?
Yeah. YG was there.
Oh, yeah, he was there. YG came out on Thursday.
With Sweetie? Yeah. With Sweetie?
No, yeah. Thursday.
No, that was on Friday.
On our day?
Yeah, he was there with Kanye.
Yeah,
when
Do It came out. That was when the shit started, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was recording backwards and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I just think maybe now I'm like at a different point in my life, yeah, where I don't,
that's
like,
a fact.
I don't think I go crazy over a celebrity.
You know what I told 50? I felt like I was low-key disrespectful, but in my mind, because I was like, yo, Fifth, yo, give this to your artist. At the time, I made a BC.
You made a what?
And I said, yo, give this to your artist. Because
oh,
at that time,
a
I was
like, you told 50 that?
Yeah, but I told him, yo, Fifth, it's not for you, it's for your artist. Because at the time, his artist was younger, like in that shit. Kid, what up? But and
see,
I feel like
that's, I think, like, if I'm just thinking,
because
me,
I was thinking ahead, though. I was thinking ahead, like,
I think that's, like, I respect that. Like, someone came up to, like, me and, like, yo, like, here's
but
my
he took it, though.
Type
he took
shit.
It.
Yeah.
He took it.
Yeah.
I did that, like, low-key twice. You know, you guys know Ryan Leslie?
Yeah.
Famous producer. He did a lot of shit with Ye, everybody, like, you know, mm-hmm, Puff and everybody. I remember I gave him a Big Swift CD after, like, Ski TV, like, you know? I was like, yo, take this. Yeah, at that time he was my favorite producer.
Yeah, I think like, cause in art, like, it's kind of like, damn, you almost have to compare it to like Spitting Game.
Oh, yeah. David.
No, only because like, think about it. If it's
you
just
gotta
like,
sell yourself.
Yeah, like if, yeah, for instance,
don't say it like that, my nigga.
Like, let's just say you get like a bunch of dudes, right?
Yeah.
Which I know you do. But,
hey,
and then, like everyone's like, oh, hey, Amy, you're so beautiful. You hear this every single day.
Amy gets that a lot.
And I just go up to you and I'm like, hey, Amy, I hope you're having a good day. I hope everything's well. You'd be like, damn, this fool actually like cared about like me as a person.
Damn.
Instead of caring about the outside.
Yeah.
The outside. Oh.
Like, damn, Amy, you bad. Like, I like them cheeks, this, and that. And then like, I'm like, hey, is everything okay? Like, I just want to know you're doing well.
That guy stands out more.
Yeah.
Like, you'll remember that more.
The good
like,
morning, nigga? I got to stop doing that. Saying, like, I work there, nigga. Like,
you're thirsty, boy.
I'm thirsty for doing all that?
The good morning, yeah, man. That's for the lame nigga.
No. Damn, I never thought about that shit.
No, this is what you gotta do.
I'm not talking
do.
About text either. I'm talking about in person. Like,
no, this is what
no,
you gotta
no,
do.
No, that's cordial. That's being cordial.
Oh, okay. All right. Because it's really working.
Do you get a good morning back? Do you get a good morning back?
Yeah, it's more than good
hey,
morning
listen,
back.
Listen, this is what you gotta do.
She
I'm gonna give you
wink?
Guys like some,
nah,
some
more.
Dave's tips when it comes to Riz. I don't think this, I don't know if this will work, but this has worked for me. Bring him an extra cup of coffee, bro.
Ooh.
Be like, hey, this is what I do. Like,
nah, remember. David's right. Yeah, then the coffee.
Is this
too,
not Bill Cosby, up, nigga?
Oh, David, what's up with this nigga?
I don't know where your mind's at, my boy. I don't know where your mind's at.
That future set fucked him up, nigga. You doing drugs again, nigga?
Nah. So what I did, this one I used to work for the city, because I would have to make coffee for everybody. So I would make myself a cup, and then I'd be like, oh, I have an extra cup. And I remember there was this girl in HR. Mm-hmm. She was a baddie, and I was like, man, I'm gonna bring her.
Did it ever get you any cheese?
Oh my god.
No, because it was more professional. It was more professional.
No date or nothing?
No, but it got her to know me, and then we got to like a point where we were talking.
Okay.
You feel me? We never like spoke. It was more like the same thing. Good morning, hey, like just like being cordial.
Hey.
But I was like, hey, I had enough for an extra cup of coffee. You want it? And she was like, oh, thank you. And I was like, yeah, you know, I just didn't want it sitting around. I'm gonna make a new batch. Like just like casually talking.
Yeah.
You did something that stands out where she's like, oh shit, like he got me a cup of coffee. So the next time I brought it again, I'm like, hey, I know you like it like this. This time I put some creamer on it, whatever. Yeah. She's like, oh, okay. Like, and then
cute.
It just becomes like you just start talking.
Hey, you know how I bring my coffee like to everybody?
Black.
I'd be like, that's crack, nigga.
I always tell everybody that's
Colombian crack.
That's funny.
I don't have black coffee, though.
I don't even know what it means. That's crazy. I'm the only one here.
Nah, nigga, I don't drink coffee. I replace coffee with soda. You did?
That's worse.
No, that's worse. Fella, we need to get you on a cup of coffee.
Coffee messes up your grill. You guys don't know that. You guys don't know that.
Drink it with a straw, fool.
Have you ever
drank
coffee with a straw?
But I don't drink coffee.
You gotta relax. That's Starbucks, nigga.
Hold on. I'm talking about a coffee.
Yes, but no. Yeah.
I'm talking about coffee.
Coffee, I drink it with a straw.
Starbucks is not coffee.
No.
You're drinking it hot?
Hot coffee. Drink it with a straw.
See, you got to relax.
Frap is like a smoothie.
Frap? I could do that forever.
Yeah, that's right.
No, fool.
I could do that in my sleep.
I don't like coffee.
Because it's sugar.
I'm talking about coffee, like crack.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Like the caramel?
I don't like coffee, yeah. But
like, you're looking like Kodak Black in that Drink Champs interview.
All right. It's too much of a fucking coffee. But yeah, that was a little side story.
That should make you boo-boo.
What did he say?
He makes you go shit.
Oh yeah, that's good. It's good.
Yeah, it's like a diet, nigga. You lose weight after you shit like 10 times a day.
It suppresses your hunger too.
Okay.
So you're cracked out. It suppresses your hunger.
I don't drink coffee like
that.
I just
hate the way it smells, tastes, everything.
I love coffee.
Fella, I'm just telling you.
I don't like coffee.
All right. I'm just saying, if you drink it as dark as us, nigga, you on crack, nigga. You better add some milk to that, nigga.
What the fuck? Pause, nigga.
Pause. All right. Any other questions? That's all I had.
Oh, I have a question. Ready? Are Jordan shoes going to be here for the next 10, 15 years? You think they're here forever?
Yeah, who else is here? Who else is fucking with them? I don't see no other athlete taking over.
Jordans?
No, like
replacing?
Replacing them.
Replacing
closest
them?
One is probably Yeezy.
Oh, that's a good one, David.
That's not even Yeezys. Yeezys ain't Yeezys no more.
Oh, the sock one?
Those are real Yeezys.
Yeah. Wait,
those are trash, but those are real Yeezys.
I don't get
he
it.
Made
right.
them.
I don't get it.
No, because
the
it's
Yeezys,
Adidas.
The Adidas Yeezys aren't really Yeezy because he's not part of it no more.
But what is it called?
It's fake shit.
It's still called Yeezy.
They still call it Yeezy.
No, they're fucking
him over.
All right, well, the ones that are already out, ladies and gentlemen, not the ones now. The ones from the past, because like, I got Yeezys at home.
Yeah, Yeezys.
The 350. Yeezys. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So let's.
No, but I'm saying
but like, I get
he's
you, though,
not
I get
part
you,
of
though.
It.
No, but I
then
get
what
you.
The fuck are they?
But
Adidas?
When he was a part, you dig?
Right.
So because we can't knock the Red Octobers and them shoes back.
Those
then.
Are Nikes.
Exactly.
Okay.
We can't knock them like that. But I do understand what you're saying, which.
But we're talking about for the future.
Yeah, but for the future. So Jordans are in there forever.
I don't know because I don't know if you guys have been seeing
lately.
Yeah,
now you thought about it.
I don't know if you guys have been seeing lately, like on TikTok and shit, the trend, like we're done with the 90s.
Yeah.
Like MJ and shit.
Mm.
There's yeah. someone,
I
you
never
guys
seen
haven't
that
seen
yet.
It. That's just like low key been going
it.
Viral.
I haven't seen that because I feel like the 90s keeps coming. Like,
No.
I'm aware what the fuck I want because niggas nowadays want to wear like those Rick Owens, those big ass fucking
Converse.
What?
Call that drip. You don't know what the fuck Rick Owens are?
Yes, nigga, but the big ass Converse? How you going to call it Rick Owens and then Converse, nigga? The Converse
look alike.
No, it looks
like Converse.
Okay,
full.
Nigga. Don't do that.
I said the big ass Rick Owens that look like Converse. They're trying to make, like, call that drip and all that and all that. Bro, I'm not, like, that shit's not drip to me, bro.
That's
like,
ASAP Rocky's fault,
they be wearing
them
dirty-ass shoes, and they be swearing that shit fly. Like, nah, nigga, I'm going to just wear my J's, nigga. You feel me? I wear the. I got on some shell toes.
Ladies and
right
gentlemen,
now.
Fella got some Balenciagas as big as my car tire.
I sold them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, triple S's. I have some triple S's.
But low key, I think shoes are like the one thing that's always gonna be around forever.
Yeah.
Like I think.
True.
Yeah.
Right.
It's part of that puts your outfit together. The shoes that you have on.
Like I think like for instance like Air Forces like. Those are timeless shoes.
Timeless.
Same with Jordan.
So they made it, right? So they made it.
Oh, so technically Air Forces are separate from Jordans.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so I'd probably choose Air Forces over Jordans.
Over Yeezys?
Over Yeezys, too. I think Air Forces will last.
That's like Amy saying Converse, right?
Yeah.
Converse will last, too. Even Converse.
Oh, I mean, it has.
I'm a Vans girl. I don't like Converse.
Amy. Oh. We don't got a clip of Amy in the Converse, my nigga. I'm done. But she was wearing Vans
the other day.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. They're comforting. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Fuck it. Yeah.
That's high school.
But yeah, so David,
Air Forces will probably last longer than the hype of Jordans. I think the shoe market kind of ruined Jordans in a way where Air Forces are always going to be affordable.
Because the price did go over Jordan, right?
No. Of course. No, Jordans are more
expensive. No, like a bunch of shoes went over Jordans, like Yeezys, like
or like Dunks,
like the prices, like as in like
resale value.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But still, like, Jordan still competes.
Yeah, that
I'm like Travis is Jordan either way. Like you know, he's helping Jordan out. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, like, we're all right. Yeah. We're all
they
right.
do collabs all the time. So,
all right,
I never owned a pair of Jordan. I mean, Air Forces though.
Who doesn't?
I'm gonna get one.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't?
Honestly, I'm gonna get a pair.
Get you that tech suit.
You gotta get
tech suit show coming soon.
Look,
with the forces coming soon.
Hold up, I'm gonna buy
some. We teched up. All right, man. We teched up like a Power Rangers.
Cause I've never owned a pair. I always thought they were too bulky. Honestly,
I think the ones you have are bulkier.
Exactly, the Asics. I wear Asics right now.
Nigga, don't.
Story times with P. Liddy. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this was about 2020. Yo, what the fuck? Yo, this is the story times of Pat. Y'all better hear this shit. Let's get it. This was the time in Hawthorne. I had just went to Shorty's crib, you know, on a random day. She told me what went on that day. She said her car got robbed from her crib. I didn't believe it till I got there. Her car wasn't there, and she wanted to rent a car. No, I took her to the rental car joint.
Oh, okay.
Listen to this. I took her to the rental car joint. We were there for like 45 minutes, you dig?
You're fucking
working
real.
On the papers and shit. Yeah, real one, right? Real is this. I wasn't believing that her car was stolen.
What the fuck?
Fast forward after that, right? I'm dropping her off at her crib, or we were going to her crib. Her stolen car was right in front of us, my nigga.
What the fuck?
But they put a bike rack on it. What? But she knew her license plate.
A bike rack.
And she knew how our car looked. And she was like, that's my car. That's my car. Nigga, she got out the car. She chased it. Nigga, that was her car, nigga. That was her fucking car.
How are they
she chased. Look, she. But
she jumped
they
on top
dipped
of
out.
Obvious. No, she didn't jump on top of it. She was just running towards it. Obviously, they got away. Right.
What the fuck?
Did she call the cops or what?
Call the cops, nigga. Call the cops. They pulled up. I'm waiting like 30 minutes. Yeah, I'm a real one. If you think about it, damn, I am a real one.
Are you gonna chase the car, nigga?
Nigga,
you fucking did this bitch to go find her.
Nah, I couldn't chase the car.
I'm a real one.
A real one? This is a real dumbass. Cause this nigga don't know if the nigga got a gun, got a bunch of fucking. You don't know what type of nigga got the whip.
Sound like a real scared one, nigga.
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm
going,
a real fucking
going.
One with a brain. If you really think about it, ladies
fuck
and gentlemen.
Up. Keep going.
Don't be like these dumbasses over here. You dig? Don't you ever fucking go after it? Because look, God made it right. 2 weeks later, so we got it was the next day, right? 2 weeks later. Shorty finds her car.
Again.
Around the block. But there's a bitch driving it.
Beat her ass.
She caught her. She stopped her. She stopped her with her rental. Because she got the rental. Remember I took her to the rental?
Yeah.
That's what the fuck you should have did the first time.
No, nigga. Because there wasn't no bitch driving at the first time. So you don't know, nigga. You just a big dummy, nigga. You want to lose your life, my nigga. You don't care about your life, nigga. Like, get the fuck. Relax, nigga. This is BPT story, nigga.
If you scared, just say that.
Hey, my niggas. You got to be safe and don't ever play yourself, nigga. Put your life before everything else.
Bars.
You dig? You got to think about
I'm listening,
it.
I'm listening.
Think about it if you want to be here the other day. So that was my mind, nigga. Because I wasn't really thinking like fella, obviously, and ain't he.
Damn.
So 2 weeks later, as I said, God put that fucking car again in her vision. Uh-huh. She did the same shit. And luckily, there was a bitch driving that didn't know shit when she got pressed.
What?
She took her car back. And mind you, police didn't do shit. She talked to the police. I did not. I was doing my own shit. Police didn't do shit. They got the license plate, this and that. They didn't do nothing. She got her car back.
Damn.
You dig?
The police did what you did.
The car was gone for like
a week.
You're
still on that shit.
Fella wouldn't did it either, nigga. Fella ain't chasing nobody. You think fella chasing someone? Ladies and gentlemen. In the comments, think twice. Think three times. And fella would have chased them, really.
Was you fucking this young lady?
I was doing more than fucking, nigga.
And you couldn't even get a car, man.
I hope she's not
fucking with you no more.
You know what? I did more than get a car back.
You didn't do shit, nigga. She got her car back, nigga. She did that, nigga. She put the pants on. You was rocking the party, nigga.
So I was supposed to be Batman.
You just took her to go get a fucking rental car, nigga.
All right, finish the story.
She got her car back.
Oh, that was it? That was it.
She got her car back, and it was back in the garage, and everything was done, nigga. Who stole her car was a person from the neighborhood.
That actually happened. I have a similar story to that. That actually happened to me.
Fuck that.
It's funny because I was working for the city and I used to work with the police department. So they stole my car. I had a shitty Honda Accord. It was like 91.
Ladies and gentlemen, fella wouldn't have got that fucking car, nigga. Fella, the last person, my nigga. Fella would have did what I did.
He's triggered.
So, I ain't triggered, nigga. I ain't tricking like you, nigga.
Yeah, so Honda Accord, Dave. What's up?
Oh, yeah. So I pretty much got my car jacked, too. Same story. It was a crackhead down the street that stole my car. They found him like 2 days later after I reported it stolen. And then they called me like at 4 a.m. like, hey, we caught the guy. I didn't find anything on him. Do you want your car back?
They caught the guy.
They caught the guy. The cops did.
You want your car back?
I'm like, yeah. What? But low key, he stripped everything out of it. All I had was the front two seats. There was no back seats. There was nothing. And
he sold the parts.
All my parts. And then I'm like, damn.
Hurt.
And then, but the crazy thing is the next day, because since I work for the city, he was in the jail cell. So the cop let me go see him. It's a tweaked out.
What the fuck?
Like some tweaked out, like old Hispanic fool. And I was like, damn, like this fool really stole my car. But they have those windows where like I could see, but they can't see me.
Yeah.
So I was like, damn, this fool really stole
my car. Hey, that was hard. That's hard.
And then when I was selling the, it was a funny story. So I sold it like to our family friend that's like a mechanic. I'll give you $500 for the car. And I was like, fuck it, just give me something because it didn't work.
Oh, it didn't work. Didn't drive anymore.
Damn.
After you did that?
Mm-mm. Damn. Of course.
So it wasn't worth it.
Because the fool sold the parts for money for drugs.
And then it's funny because then the guy sends me a picture. I'm like, yo. And then it's like, is this yours? He sends me a fucking pookie with like fucking crack. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, where'd you find that? He was like, oh, it was behind the radio. And I was like, damn.
This guy stashed that shit.
Yeah. He stashed that shit, nigga. They hotboxed
when
that
you,
bitch.
When you, back in the day when you took your fucking whole radio off and you had to take it home because if not, they was going to get in your car and get
so
that shit.
And then that's when
damn, he had the audacity to ask you, is that yours? Pussy nigga, no.
No, but he said it as a joke, like, is this yours? It's like, damn, fool, I didn't know you were like that. And I was like, nah. But he knows the story. He was just joking.
That's crazy.
But yeah, that's story time with Dave.
Story time with Dave.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll break it to you. I'm 29 years old now.
Let's get it.
There was a kid in the car where I didn't, you know, chase. You dig?
Your whole ass up trying to explain.
I thought
that nigga is thinking about it. This shit. Man, you wasn't a real nigga, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have. You what? I don't. Man,
fella, yeah. Wearing the
don't
shit,
even say
nothing. I don't have story.
I ain't gotta speak about it, man. Just know,
fella, wearing the shit, ladies and gentlemen. Not in Hawthorne. Fella, wearing the shit.
We know Pat would have did shit because he didn't do shit.
Fella, wearing the done shit. All
right, well, let's go ahead and close it out. Fucking any last minutes?
Yes, sir. I got everything off my chest. Everything is good, man.
All right. Yo, shout out to Prize Johnny. What up, man?
Straight like that.
Yo, Mamo, what up, man?
All right, you guys.
Yo, Cruel Revolve, what up?
Gang
in there. You go. All right, you guys, until next time.
Till next time, guys. Happy birthday, Pat.
Happy birthday, Pat.
Bye, guys.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Damn, son.